Hey guys, and welcome to my podcast. And today, or tonight, depending on whatever time you guys are listening to this podcast, I'm just here to say thank you. But now, let's focus on the main topic. Why do people, you know, when they see that you're a genius, when they see that you have an idea, always have a problem with that? Why is it that when you chase after your dream, they have a problem with it, but when you criticize their dream, they end up feeling bad while they criticized your dream as well? It's called being selfish. And sometimes, you know, you might think that just because this person is your friend, your family member, your parents, or even just a celebrity, you think that they are the ones who determine how you live your life. Let me tell you this. You have no boss. You have no boss. You are your own boss. Not your parents, not your family, not your environment, not anyone. Don't let the world teach you how to lose. Just because someone in your environment failed at achieving what you want to achieve does not mean that you won't achieve that thing. It just depends on what you set your mind to, you know. If you focus too much on podcasting, then you're going to become a successful podcaster. Just don't give up. You can't focus on two things. Just focus on one thing and stick with it. And then after that, you can focus on as many things as you want. If you want to focus on podcasting, improve yourself. The more you focus on one thing, the more you'll keep on coming up, you know, with ideas. The more you'll keep on brainstorming new ideas to improve yourself, to improve the way you podcast, the way you talk on your podcast, the way you interview people on your podcast, you know. Even if it's not at all about podcasting, even if you're focused on doing computer science, like programming, cloud computing, you know, machine learning, you know, augmented reality, you know, virtual reality, anything related to any type of field, you just need to focus on one thing and one thing only. You can't focus on machine learning and game development. No. Well, actually, yes, you can, but you need to improve at one thing first, and then you can focus on the other thing. You can't focus on game development and expect to be good at machine learning. You need to focus on machine learning and machine learning only. But enough talking about computer science, enough talking, you know, about podcasting. The reason why I gave you those examples was just to explain that, you know, you can't master two things at once. You need to focus on one thing. So even for athletes, you know, you don't see athletes who are playing basketball try to play soccer as well. They focus on basketball and they improve their sprints. They improve the way they play by practicing each and every single day. For example, Michael Jordan, you know, he played while he was injured. He played multiple games while he was injured. You know, the same goes for Tiger Woods. Kept on practicing, you know, and he even played and won, you know, while he was injured. Why is that? Is he different? You know, is he special? Well, that all depends on his mindset. What motivates him? That no matter what type of pain he's feeling, he still musters up the courage to focus on his goal. Well, that's called focusing on one thing. The more you focus on one thing, the more you'll end up falling in love with that thing. The more you focus on technology, the more you'll end up falling in love with technology. The more you focus on one particular sport, you'll end up falling in love with that particular sport. The more you focus on podcasting, the more you'll fall in love with podcasting. You know, Steve Jobs fell in love with computers. Bill Gates fell in love with computers and programming and coding. Would you still part of the same category. The same goes for Mark Zuckerberg. Mark Zuckerberg fell in love with programming. I hope you guys understand what I'm trying to say. They didn't focus on, you know, business or anything like that. You know, for example, Mark Zuckerberg didn't even go to business school, or he didn't know anything about business. He knew how to do programming because programming was his passion. He enjoyed building stuff, you know. But he was able to learn because he was willing to learn. He was willing to improve himself because no one, you know, knows everything. You know, you might know programming but not know anything about business. But since Mr. Zuckerberg, you know, was willing to learn from his employees or his partners or, you know, or investors, he was able to learn about business without even having to go to college and waste all of his time, you know. So guys, if you want to improve in the business world or in the entrepreneurship world, swallow your pride. Come on, just swallow your pride, because you know, life isn't it all about competition. It's all about cooperation, you know. Bill Gates wouldn't be Bill Gates if it wasn't for Paul Allen, you know. Steve Jobs wouldn't be Steve Jobs if it wasn't for, you know, his friend. I don't remember his name, but I think that his last name is Wozniak or whatever. But yeah, he wouldn't be Steve Jobs if it wasn't for that guy. The same goes for Mark Zuckerberg. Mark Zuckerberg wouldn't be Mark Zuckerberg if it wasn't for, you know, him, you know, hanging out with those, you know, with his friends on college, right? So Facebook wouldn't be, you know, Facebook if, you know, Mark Zuckerberg wasn't introduced to those twins and, you know, that other guy, you know. Yeah, I don't know that much about Mr. Zuckerberg, you know, and his story that much. But yeah, if it wasn't for him being introduced to those three guys who wanted to create a social media platform for Harvard, he wouldn't have at all, you know, came up with an idea of building a Facebook for Harvard, you know. The same goes for Bill Gates, you know. Many people might see that as stealing someone's idea. No, it's called improving an idea. It's called innovating an idea. Yes, the idea might not come from you, but it's still an idea. But Mr. Zuckerberg had the courage to turn that idea into a reality. The same goes for Bill Gates. It doesn't matter whose idea it is. At the end of the day, people don't focus on who came up with the idea. They focus on who the hell created and turned that idea into reality. Because who wants to talk about someone who came up with an idea? People talk about people who actually did the thing, you know. Someone can have an idea of becoming a successful basketball player or a successful soccer player or a successful computer scientist, yet they never do it. But if someone says, I'm going to become a successful computer scientist, then someone actually musters up the courage to do it, who do you think people are going to be talking about? You, the person of empty promises, or that guy, the person who actually lets his actions do all the talking for him? Who do you think people are going to be talking about? You, Mr. Empty Promises, or the person who lets his actions do all the talking? Because don't get me wrong, you know, you have to speak highly of yourself, because the more you speak highly of yourself, the more chances and the more you'll actually improve your self-esteem. So please, repeat this after me. I can't give up, I won't give up, and I will never give up. You know, use that motto, you know. Yeah, use that motto, you know. At any field you choose, whether you are choosing to do this or that, just keep on repeating that and say, you can't give up, you won't give up, and you'll never give up. And that's the best way of speaking highly of yourself, because the more you say that, the more you actually trigger your mind into believing that you won't give up. Because your mind actually takes speaking for doing. So if you say that you're successful, then your mind ends up believing that, you know. Because your mind actually mistakes talking for action. So the more you say that you can't give up, you won't give up, and you'll never give up, the more your mind will end up believing that, and you actually won't give up. So that's why I say you should actually repeat whatever I'm saying, that you can't give up, won't give up, and you'll never give up. Keep on saying that. Every time you feel down, every time you feel like giving up, just repeat those three words. Those three sentences. I can't give up, I won't give up, and I'll never give up. And see how you'll feel in just a few seconds. And guys, I hope that this content has actually helped you. And guys, and if this content has helped you, then please subscribe to my podcast so that, you can get notified for each and every single time I publish a new episode just like this one. And I don't want to keep this episode very long, so I'm just going to keep it at a short 12 minutes. So if you guys are interested on learning more about how to improve yourselves, or the best ways of investing, or the best ways of monetizing, taking advantage of the opportunities provided to you by the internet, there's some links in the descriptions in the description below. Some of the links are free, some of them have a special discount and a bonus. So feel free to click and check out what suits you. And like always, guys, enjoy the vibes.